The Indiana Baptist Historical Society is pleased to present the following lectures given by Terry Wolliver of the Particular Baptist Press. Part 1. Finding Local Resources.
Well, I'd like to welcome everyone today to our session on how to use genealogy in Baptist historical research. What I'll be presenting today can be applied to any denominational context. And I would like to thank Brother Doug Barger of the Indiana Baptist Historical Society, who is sponsoring this presentation for a Particular Baptist Press. And I'd like to thank also Adam Hieronymus, who is doing the filming for this session. And what I would like to do in this first session is present a paper that I did at Southern Seminary on your local genealogical library, a valuable but often overlooked aid to Baptist historical research. What I will do is read the paper and make comments along the way, and then we will take questions at the end of this session. In post-Civil War America, seemingly a conscious effort made by both trained historians and ordinary citizens to rediscover our past. The war has often been suggested as having been the defining crisis in our nation's history, and this quest in search of ourselves resulted in the publication of an extraordinary array of material ranging from family histories to atlases, state, county, and even city and town histories. It also led to the establishing of a vast number of local genealogical societies, libraries, and journals. This period from the late 1860s through the years of the First World War might be termed the golden age of historical and genealogical writing in this country, which taken as a whole has never been surpassed in either scope or detail by more recent efforts. This is not to say that genealogical research and writing has in any way lessened in our times. On the contrary, genealogy, or tracing of descent, is very much alive and well in America and around the world. A prodigious amount of skillful literature stemming from careful and highly competent researchers is being annually produced in the form of books, magazines, newsletters, journals, CDs, and on the internet. Most cities and towns in the U.S. now have a genealogical or local history library. Many of these are integrated within your public library, while others are maintained and staffed by local genealogical society members. Larger cities, as a rule, will have larger and better staffed libraries, but smaller communities can sometimes surprise you by the extent of their holdings. In any event, you should not have to travel very far, on average, to access such a library. What advantage has this to the researcher in Baptist history? To borrow the words of the Apostle Paul, much every way. Your local genealogical library can be a rich treasure trove of information readily available to aid you in your research, if you will learn how to use it. In the brief context of this article, I would like to suggest some possible uses of the genealogical library in two main categories, biography and state histories. Whether researching the life of a well-known or lesser-known Baptist figure, the average genealogical library will present you with a large amount of material in the form of books, CDs, microfilms, and internet resources to aid you in your work. It is not possible in the confines of this article to delineate all that is available, but I will give you some idea in order to spur your interest. In these libraries, you will generally find books arranged alphabetically by state. If we're looking into a Georgia Baptist, as we will in our breakout session, we might find such titles as these: Early Deaths in Savannah, Georgia, 1763 to 1803, Obituaries and Legal Notices from Savannah Newspapers, Pioneer Berrien County Families, The History of Brooks County, Georgia, Marriages in Chatham County, Georgia, 1748 to 1852, the cemeteries of Greene County, Georgia, Oglethorpe County Deed Books, A through E, 1794 to 1809, Washington County Land Warrants, 1785 to 1787, Darien Baptist Church Records, 1794 to 1863, and many others. volumes and microfilms of census records, military or other military chaplaincy records, land and bounty claims, obituaries, wills, estate inventories, and church records. If you are engaged in researching a 17th or 18th century figure, you may even be able to discover the name of the ship that came over on and the port of arrival by consulting many volumes dealing with ship passenger lists and immigrants arriving at Philadelphia, etc. It has long been known that Massachusetts and Virginia court and other civil records were primary source materials to trace the legal proceedings against Baptists in those colonies. Some genealogists have done an outstanding job of compiling records for the state. Here I will mention one such person, Brent Holcomb. Titles by this author include Marriages and Death Notices from Baptist Newspapers of South Carolina, 1835 to 1887, 2 volumes. South Carolina's Royal Grants, 1731 to 1768, 2 volumes. South Carolina Probate Records, 1746 to 1821. Wills and Administrations, Camden District, South Carolina, 1781 to 1787. Marriage and Death Notices from the Charleston, South Carolina Mercury, 1822 to 1832. Marriage and Death Notices from Columbia, South Carolina Newspapers, 1838 to 1860. Marriage and Death Notices from the Upcountry of South Carolina is taken from Greenville Newspapers, 1826 to 1836, or 1863, rather. Marriage Notices from the Southern Christian Advocate, 1867 to 1878. Chester County, South Carolina Minutes of the Court, 1785 to 1799, and Georgetown, South Carolina Newspapers, Marriage, Death, and Estates, 1791 to 1861, and so forth there. Holcomb has also published the brief booklet, A Guide to South Carolina Genealogical Research and Records, which would be a valuable resource if you're doing a South Carolina Baptist project. Some descendants of early Baptist ministers have of late published substantial volumes on their ancestors, which can be a benefit as models to your own research. These would include Cherry F. Bamberg, Elder John Gorton, and the Sixth Principal Baptist Church of East Greenwich, Rhode Island. These would include Cherry F. Bamberg, Elder John Gorton, and the Sixth Principal Baptist Church of East Greenwich, Rhode Island. Let me do that again. These would include Cherry F. Bamberg, Elder John Gorton, and the Sixth Principal Baptist Church of East Greenwich, Rhode Island, 2001, which is this book right here. This was actually published by a non-Baptist publisher, and it was done by the Rhode Island Genealogical Society, and it was entitled Special Publication Number 6. This book was done by a descendant of John Gorton. And so sometimes you will find genealogical societies producing extremely good books on Baptist historical figures. Another one is Albie Ray Smith, Elder Bethuel Riggs of Morris County, New Jersey, and his family, 2006. Which was published by the New England Historic Genealogical Society. And remarkably enough, it was not Baptist historians, but 2 Methodist genealogists who compiled the first collection of Morgan Edwards' manuscript and printed materials towards a history of the Baptists for publication in a 2-volume set in 1984. And that is these volumes right here. You can still find these available on eBay or other internet sources. While we know the value of Edwards to Baptist historical research, these genealogists actually undertook the task primarily because the many persons named by Edwards as many churches, as well as the biographical data on the ministers themselves and their families, were all of great significance to colonial family researches. Your biographical research in Baptist history would, of course, lap over into any research you might do, possibly compiling and writing the history of Baptists in a given state. It is surprising how many such state histories have yet to be written. To date, for example, other than Edwards' Materials Towards the History of the Baptists in Pennsylvania, which was done in 1770 as the first of his series, covering the colonial period, there has been no history of the Baptists in Pennsylvania ever published. This is especially amazing given the contributions made by Pennsylvania Baptists to our development in this country, not the least of which being the Philadelphia Baptist Association, the first such association in North America, 1707, which had a tremendous formative influence on our denomination. Not the least of which being the Philadelphia Baptist Association, the first such association in North America, 1707, which had a tremendous formative influence on our denomination. Other states, like South Carolina, Missouri, Kentucky, and Texas, have each had two or more histories written on Baptist work there. While this is all well and good, I might here add a word of exhortation. Seek to break new ground in your Baptist historical research, whether in biography or in state histories. Priority should not be given to more biographies on Bunyan, Carey, or Spurgeon when full-length biographies on many other major figures are greatly needed, such as Oliver Hart, Samuel Stillman, Thomas Armitage, and William Cathcart, to name a few of the more notable. In gathering materials for a history of the Baptists in a state not previously dealt with, let's say Nebraska, I would urge the researcher to first consult the fine article on Nebraska Baptists on pages 830 to 833 of Cathcart's Baptist Encyclopedia. Here one will find a wealth of names of the pioneer ministers and churches, which may then be checked for separate entries in the book, as well as when and where early associations, educational institutions, etc., began in the state. Cathcart is often overlooked in this regard due to a common misconception of its being strictly a quote-unquote biographical encyclopedia, which it is not. On each of the ministers, churches, and associations named in Cathcart, I would recommend keeping a separate folder. So once you read through Cathcart's section on the Nebraska Baptists, every named minister in that section, you should have a separate folder kept on that individual. And every association that is named in that section, you would keep a separate folder on that association. Then look up each individual and church in Starr's Baptist bibliography to see if there were any previous biographies or articles written on these individuals or any histories of the churches named that you might obtain copies of. Starr will provide you with location keys for libraries owning a copy of the various listings, and Starr's Baptist bibliography is available online. You may also search for these same publications on WorldCat, a contraction of World Catalog, which lists library holdings worldwide and which you may access through your library's internet service. Or check Google Books for available facsimiles online. Rare early Baptists and other works are being daily added by Google. I would also advise that early on in your research you begin keeping a timeline of key events in your state's Baptist history. This can be of great service to you later in organizing your material. Note especially the towns and counties where your subject labored. Once you have accomplished these preparatory steps, you will now be ready to proceed to your available genealogical resources. Take one or two folders at a time and look for anything you find on that individual church. Take one or two of your folders at a time and look for anything you can find on that individual or church. The county, city, and town histories mentioned earlier will prove very helpful in putting together an in-depth history of the Baptists in just about any state. Those written in the period of the 1860s to the 1920s will be especially useful, for not only do they tend to be more thorough, but they also recognize the important role played by the various denominations in the early settlement of their communities. Something large, though it truthfully was, is either minimized or altogether lacking in the new social histories of more modern times. In virtually all of the county histories I've consulted from the period, and there are very many, detailed accounts are given of the founding and progress of each denomination, not in a general way, but very specifically by towns and cities. These are often accompanied by illustrations of the early meeting houses, not to be found elsewhere. If you are doing research on Baptists in New England, do not fail to check the indexes or bibliographies of the more respected and professional genealogical journals. Among these that I have found to be very profitable, I would especially note the New England Historical and Genealogical Register, published at Boston. Serious students will also wish to procure a copy of the microfilm catalog for the Southern Baptist Historical Library and Archives in Nashville, whose holdings are by no means limited in scope to Southern Baptists. The Old Historical Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention made a major effort in the 1980s to microfilm a vast amount of significant British and North American Baptist records. This is an excellent way to obtain associational records which otherwise, in many cases, would remain inaccessible to you. Incidentally, if the SBHLNA have microfilmed a particular work, it will be noted in the WorldCat listing with the film's number, so don't miss it. In other words, if you go on WorldCat and you look up a title or a person, look for the Southern Baptist Historical Library and Archives number down there, and they will tell you whether they have it or not. No matter what your regional interest may be, I would suggest ordering catalogs from these major genealogical publishing houses and distributors as reference materials for your Baptist research. Boyd Publishing Company, Incorporated in Georgia, Genealogical Publishing Company in Baltimore, Heritage Books, which I understand may have recently gone out of business, but their books are still available, out of Westminster, Maryland, Higginson Book Company, out of Salem, Massachusetts, and Willow Bend Books, a division of Heritage Books, in Westminster, Maryland. Some of these companies now have their own websites, and the catalogs may be ordered online. These catalogs, arranged alphabetically by country, state, and county, will make you aware of the variety of resources available and which may or may not be present at your local genealogical library. I have purchased quite a number of books over the years from these companies where I could determine them to be of repeated use to me, but many of the titles may also be available either on the internet, on Google Books, or through interlibrary loan at your local library. You need not spend a lot of money on these resources if you are careful as to what you can borrow or access for free and what you may actually need to purchase. As a point of interest, some of these publishers, especially Higginson Book Company, have actually kept some standard Baptist classics in print for us, such as Henry Burrage's History of the Baptists in Maine, 1904, and Leah Townsend's South Carolina Baptist, 1670-1805, originally published in 1935, in quality hardcover editions, mainly as genealogical resources. I hope to see the day when our Baptist archives nationwide adopt an interdisciplinary approach to this field by supplementing their existing collections with well-selected genealogical materials, or by adding an adjoining genealogical library either of which will only enhance their usefulness to any researcher. In conclusion, I would only add these further suggestions to the prospective researcher. 1. Read your own denominational histories and biographies carefully for inspiration and as a starting point. Secondly, always be ready to look for references to Baptists outside of your own denominational histories. If in the Northeast, for example, check Quaker and Congregational sources. If in the South, check Anglican, Methodist, and Presbyterian sources. On consulting recent secular histories, you may need only to check the index. Sometimes in those secular histories, they might have 20 or 30 interests. They might have 20 or 30 entries regarding Baptists. Read with creativity and imagination. Look for the least. Number 3, creativity and imagination. Look for the less traveled path, but one nonetheless interesting. You can glean ideas for research sometimes simply by reading the table of contents of 19th century books, such as David Benedict's 50 Years Among the Baptists, 1860. I would challenge you to take this particular book and look at the table of contents. It is quite a thought breeder. Number 4, make excellence your goal. Hold fast to the premise that any job worth doing is worth doing well. Be always willing to accept constructive criticism and pray that God will increase your gifts and abilities. 5th, remember to take along your notebook and plenty of change for the copier when you visit your genealogical library. The more you look, the more you will find. So be sure and copy the title pages or note the source of your photocopies as you make them. This will save you much tedious backtracking later on. And I can speak of this from experience of going to a place and finding a wonderful source of information and then not having change with me to make a copy of it. And also, it's good to always have those title pages. Always make sure you copy the title page with whatever page that you're referencing, because then when you go to cite that article, you've got all the information there and you don't have to go back and try to find it. And oftentimes when you find information in out of the way places, you'll never be able to go back and find it again. And I've run into that situation before as well. Number 6, be sure not to overlook internet resources. Many volumes of the Baptist Magazine, London, the Primitive Church Magazine, London, the American Baptist Magazine, Boston, and the Baptist Memorial, New York, are now available online in facsimile through Google Books for free. And all of these are tremendous resources for Baptist historical research. Simply type in, for example, Baptist Magazine Spencer Cone to begin a search or refer to the indexes. Other important sites would be Heritage Quest Online and Ancestry.com, which are usually accessible free of charge on your public library's computers, and I will show you in just a little bit how to access that. Also check Cindy's List, Religion and Churches, at www.cindyslist.com/religion.htm as another possible resource. It's amazing what this lady has compiled on her list. 7, don't hesitate to ask the library staff for assistance. They can often be of great help to you in suggesting other avenues of research. Most genealogical libraries are also staffed by skillful researchers from whom you can learn much. 8, take advantage of the genealogical presentations, workshops, or classes being offered in your community to learn new approaches to research. Making good use of your local genealogical library and its resources can transform you from being an average to an exceptional Baptist historical researcher. Thank you.